This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Have you ever stopped to think of our emergency service workers who've got to work over the Christmas period? They don't get holidays when everyone else gets. They just turn up to work. And on one webpage, I saw comments about Christmas. Peter, he said, "As a paramedic and an atheist, I detest Christmas. To me, it means trying to save the lives of kids cut out of cars or drunk young people, not to mention the people and families they kill in the name of celebrating Christmas." And there was another comment from the US, from Mike, and he said that, "Speaking from America, I can say that Christmas is as big as ever. There's a spirit about it. People look forward to it all the year. The meaning of Christmas is as widely celebrated as it has ever been. The whole spirit evokes a magical sentiment, and that sentiment is still going strong." When I read those things, I kind of thought, what's the Advent season really all about? Distractions, busyness, resentments, media hype, the quest for more stuff? Is it something to help satisfy a void deep within our lives? And does receiving a gift from someone really bring you lasting happiness? Well, I don't think so. Many gifts remain unopened or left in the back of a bedroom cupboard. But there's overspending, overeating, materialism. And this sort of robs us of our peace and joy, and robs Jesus actually of his rightful role as the centre of our celebration. Well, the good news is that God sent Jesus Christ into this world, not just for a select few, not for the rich and the powerful, and for those who've got it all together, but Jesus came to reach the broken and the lost and the lonely, the poor, the silly, the foolish, the sinful, those who are hurting. He came to shine a light in the darkness, to offer hope and love to all people. Jesus was born not in perfect circumstances, but in a broken world, and he brought grace, mercy, and healing. The wise men in the Christmas story came with gifts to bring Jesus. You know, there's an old joke that goes something like this: what would have happened if it had been three wise women instead of three wise men? Well, they would have asked directions, they would have arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, made a casserole, and brought practical gifts. It was the author Carey Kinsolving who asked some children, "If you were one of the wise men, what gift would you bring to Jesus?" And one little girl aged 9 said, "I would give baby Jesus some food, because they probably didn't have a lot of money. They might have been poor and they weren't near a place with food." And another girl said, "I would bring Jesus a baby bed, because he had to sleep on wood covered with hay." And then there was Megan. Megan was 11. "If I were a wise man, I would first consult with God and ask him what to give him." What a profound answer. Megan makes this good point. What does Jesus want? What does he want from you at this Christmas? We are, after all, celebrating this month his birthday. And Jesus says, "When you've done it for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you've done it for me." That's in Matthew 25, verse 40. And when we help the needy, the lost, and the broken, you know, we're actually giving to Jesus. I think that's what he wants for his birthday. The Apostle John makes it clear that we are to use what we have to serve those in need. In 1 John 3, if a person has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need and that person doesn't care, how can the love of God remain in him? Let's not love with words or speech, but do it with action and truth. Words are not enough. Action is needed. So Christians believe that the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem as the Messiah is a gift of time and of love and relationship. The Bible says that God loved the world that he gave his Son. And it tells us that Jesus stepped into time to be with us. In other words, because Jesus came, we can know that we're loved by God. We can know that we're not alone in this thing called life. And I think that the best gift that you can give this Christmas to God is handing your life over to Jesus, our Lord and our Saviour. Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge that Christmas can be, should be, a great celebration if we put Jesus first. It truly is, Lord, a time of giving and sharing, because Jesus is the true source of all hope and joy. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.